Mumineen, we are continuing Surah Hajj. The verse I recited is verse number 61. That is because Allah merges the night into day and He merges the day into the night, and that Allah is all hearing, all seeing. You know, Allah merged things, night to day and day to night, and the merging is very slow. We know that. It's not rapid and abrupt. It's very gradual. It's Allah's blessing that it comes very gradual, you know. Like first comes evening, then slowly it goes away, then same thing happens at dawn. Slowly it makes gradual changes, because when day and night happen, a lot of physiological changes also happen to all the living creatures, you know. They sleep at night, then they wake up, they have to be woken up gradually. And same thing with the sun rays, they come out slowly, because everything takes process. Just imagine if it comes quick, what would have happened? It could be very traumatic. So this is Allah's greatness, that Allah merged things slowly. Allah, from verse 58 onwards, for 8 verses, every verse has 2 Allah's beautiful names. And this verse came, Sami'un Basir, that He is all hearing, all seeing. You know, Mizan pointed out beautiful thing here. Mizan said that here night means the one who is oppressed one. So Allah gives the oppressed one the chance to get back to his oppressor. You know, it's Allah's. You know, that Allah does those things. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الْحَقُّ وَأَنَّ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ هُوَ الْبَاطِلُ وَأَنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ. That is because Allah, He is the truth, and that what they call besides Him, it is falsehood. And because Allah is the high, the great. Allah is the truth because He is the owner of universe. All the existential things which we see in the universe, and all the legislative laws are governed by Allah. Allah created the things, and Allah put the laws there, you know. Laws of physics, laws of motion, laws of direction. He's the truth, and He's the owner of things. When nothing was there, Allah was there. When nothing will be there, Allah will be there. For He's always there, and He'll be always there. Anything who's associated to Allah becomes truth Himself. Like Quran is associated with Allah, becomes truth. Ahlul Bayt are associated with Allah, they are truth. So He is absolute truth, and whosoever associates with Him becomes truth. And whoever goes against Him becomes batil, he becomes falsehood. Like we are talking about idols, they are falsehood. Allah says that is what they call besides Him is a falsehood. And because Allah is high, the great, He is high to the level that nobody can humiliate Him. And He is so great because of His knowledge and power that nobody can put Him down. And He helps His friends with the might, and He destroys His enemy with the might. That's how Allah is. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَتَصْبِحُ الْأَرْضُ مُخْضَرَّةً إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. Have you not seen that Allah has sent down water from the heaven, then the earth becomes green? Verily Allah is all subtle, all aware. We see this miracle every day, you know, dry land, you know, rain falls, and we see the rain overnight turning green. And Allah says, when I do that, I am Latif and Khabir, means I am subtle and all aware. See, Allah's holy essence is subtle. So to that level that nobody can appreciate Allah's holy essence. Only we can appreciate His attributes, but not His holy essence. He's so subtle, you know. And He's so delicate. And He's so fine. And when Allah makes this dry land green, what He does is subtle actions. You see, the seed is so small and tiny beneath the ground, and Allah breaks the seed and brings the small green things out of it, and that green thing pushed to the land and separates the land with this green leaf, and then that becomes a great tree because of all these subtle actions which Allah does, you know. And Allah is so subtle that all these small plants are beneath the oceans and all that. Everywhere Allah does subtle actions. Imam Raza talks about His subtle actions When he say Allah is all subtle, it is for the sake that he has created some subtle creatures. And Imam talks about those subtle creatures. And Imam also points out on the creatures which we cannot see with our naked eyes. Imam said at that time, 1400 years ago, which we can see through microscope, this is true. But Imam said at that time that he has created the creatures which you cannot see with your eyes. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَادِ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدِ. To him belongs whatever is in the heavens and what is on the earth, and verily Allah certainly he is the self-sufficient, the praised. Whatever is in the universe belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything belongs to Him. And He is Ghani and Hamid. He is self-sufficient and the praised one. You know, people who are kind of little bit self-sufficient in this world, like affluent people, they get attitude. They become arrogant, they become greedy, they become haughty, they put people down, they have bad attitude. But Allah, who is Ghani, who is the owner of universe, creator of universe, He is still very merciful and He is very kind. And He is not afraid of somebody to take away His rights. So He is always forgiving also. And because of that, that all praise belongs to Him. Because He doesn't need to be kind to us. Because He is the owner of the universe. He is a creator, but despite of all his powers and being so independent, completely independent, he's still so kind and so loving to us. That's why the all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُم مَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالْفُلْكِ تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِأَمْرِهِ وَيُمْسِكُ السَّمَاءَ أَن تَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَءُوفٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Have you not seen that Allah has made subservient to you whatever is in the earth and the ships running in the sea by His command? And He withholds the heaven from falling on the earth, save with His permission. Verily Allah is for mankind full of pity and merciful. Allah has put the whole system of the universe to serve human being, subservient to us. And Allah says that I have done it. And these ships who sail through the ocean, sail through His command, because before there was no engine in the ship, it was just with the wind, right? No, it was the wind carrying the ships. But what plays the most is the law of density in the ocean. Allah created water with different density and wood with different density so that wood can sail through the ocean. And then wind takes it. It's all Allah's blessings. And He withholds the heaven from falling on the earth. You know how many meteors comes from the sky, and Allah holds these meteoroids so they don't destroy us. And these lightnings who come all the time, non-stop, Allah stops it. And to whom He wants to send, He sends. But basically He stops it. And all these kind of dangerous rays which comes from sun are stopped through ozone layer. So Allah protects us from the sky. With Allah's will, we have all these ships sailing through the ocean, and everything Allah has put for our purpose, to protect us, to feed us. Allah said in the previous verse that Allah makes this dry land green to give us the food, the sustenance. Everything's come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily, Allah is to mankind full of pity and mercifulness. That Allah, Raufur Rahim, that Allah is with full of pity and mercifulness because of His kindness. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتِكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَكَفُورٌ. And it is who gave you life, then He will cause you to die, then He will give you life. Verily, man is ungrateful. we have seen his first creation ourselves. And we are seeing the death also. A lot of people are dying. So now Allah says that he is the one who gives you life, then he'll give you death, and he'll again give you life on the judgment day. And we'll be resurrected. But innal insana la kafoor, verily man is ungrateful. With all his blessings Allah gave, all our life gave, is still Allah is raufur rahim, and a human being is kafoor. He's ungrateful. You know, after 40, you should turn towards the judgment day. You know, 40 comes, our qiyamah starts. That we should turn towards our judgment day. We should always ponder about judgment day. We should not sleep much at night. You know, we should do namaz shab, because our life is past. We are seeing our death coming, and our life is past. And we should. This life should become past for us, and the judgment day should become the present for us in reality. We should see it happening in front of us. That's the goal of reading Quran. That what life has become past. And judgment is the present, and death is present for us. Especially with corona, we should be more clear about it. It's Allah's blessing that because of corona, we are seeing more death around us in the sense of knowing Allah. Death is hard, but if you take death as a lesson, it's a blessing. لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْ سَكَنْ هُمْ نَاسِكُهُ فَلَا يُنَازِعُنَّكَ فِي الْأَمْرِ وَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ هُدًى مُسْتَقِيمٍ. To every nation we have appointed rites which they are to perform. Therefore they should not dispute with you about the matter. And you do invite unto your Lord. Verily you are upon a straight guidance. Allah said that for all the nations which came before Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah put the rituals and rites how to worship Him, right? And they were kind of slightly different, you know. And what they used to do, those people of the previous nations would come and argue with Prophet, why you do this and why you do that? We are asked to do that. So Allah answered to that to every nation we appointed rites which they are to perform. Therefore they should not dispute with you about the matter. Don't dispute with my Prophet, because this is a little different, right? And you do invite, then Allah says to Prophet, you do invite unto your Lord. Verily you are upon a straight guidance. Allah says, confirm that, Prophet, you are on the straight guidance. Because what happened with the civilizations, before there were simple civilizations. So rules were a little simple. Then the civilization became more complicated. So with the demand of time, Allah upgraded his religion's rights based on the need and upgradation of the civilization. That's why Islam got perfected, which Islam was started by Adam alayhi salam, got perfected by Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he declared the wilaya of his cousin Imam Ali alayhi salam. That after wilaya was declared, the religion was perfected. وَإِن جَادُلُوكَ فَقُلِ اللَّهُ عَلَمُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah says, and if they dispute with you, say Allah knows best what you do. Because they used to dispute, they didn't listen to Prophet. Allah said, Allah knows what you do. Allah يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِيمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ. Allah will judge between you on the day of judgment concerning that which you used to defer. Allah says that. If they are arguing with you, I know what they are doing. On the judgment day, I'm going to make judgment about it, these differences. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that on judgment day, Allah give judgment with kindness towards us, with the wasila of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. أَلَمْ تَعْلَمَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابٍ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Do you not know that Allah knows what is in the heaven and the earth? Verily this is in a book. Verily this is easy for Allah. Allah further clarified things. That what you are arguing, I know that. Allah says, I am going to judge between you. Then Allah says, whatever is in the heaven and earth, Allah is emphasizing the point further. Whatever is in heaven and earth, Allah knows that, and it is in the book. It is written. Inna dalika fi kitab. Inna dalika ala Allahi yaseer, and for Allah this is easy to inscribe things. You know, like somebody used to could wonder how it's inscribed, you know. It's, now you, before we used to write with a pen and on the paper with registers, those days are gone. Now we do on the chips. You know, you see a lot of inscription on DNA. DNA, you cannot, cell you cannot see with your own naked eye, right? And a cell has a small DNA, and DNA, Allah has inscribed in DNA millions of things. That's how Allah inscribes things when He wants to inscribe on each of our cell. So Allah has the way of inscribing which is beyond our comprehension. You know? But Allah's habit is to inscribe things. Allah inscribes our deeds. We have our own deed book. Then there's a Lohe Mehfooz, protected tablet, which has the things of the information of the whole universe. That's how Allah does things, and it's easy for the Allah, the one who has created the universe, who maintains the universe, governs the rules of the universe, it's easy for Him to document what's happening. This is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come back to the Allah changes night to day. It's oppressed one, Allah will give chance to come back to there, to take revenge from the oppressor. Bibi Fatima Zahra Salma Allah, after Prophet passed, was tortured so much, the rights of her husband were taken away. She was injured to the point that the infant Mohsin got martyred. And then she said that, she complained to her father, that, "Father, I have been tortured to the degree that if this torture could happen today, it could have turned night." That was the beginning of torture to Ahlul Bayt and taken rights of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And the torture and the dispute came to the point that at one point it was in kind of in the hiding, you know. But in 50 years, that the dispute and the torture to Ahlul Bayt came so open and so vivid that the 10th of Muharram came. And 10th of Muharram, the nation was so shameless that the nation who used to come from the behind, the hypocrites from the nation, they came forward and slaughtered Prophet's grandson Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And they thought that it will not be remembered. We will slaughter him in this jungle and nobody will remember that. And this was their trick, and Allah's trick was better. Allah, after 1400 years ago, 1400 years passed, and this torture which they did to Imam Hussain alayhi salam is getting more and more clear and evident, to the point that is unbearable for their enemies, a little bit enemy, to just see that happening. And it is going to go bigger and bigger till Imam Mahdi alayhi salam comes and take the revenge.